The Glorious Church is a reflection of God's beauty, character, and nature. The Glorious Church is God's workmanship, created for good works, light for a dark world, and salt for the earth. The Glorious Church must be pure and impactful, for it is the only institution mandated to bring life and hope to the nations. Plug in to the annual theme of the Church of Pentecost for 2020. A glorious church to possess the nations. Come, let us drink deep from the word through which we are being cleansed and washed to become a radiant church. Welcome to Pentecost Hour, God's timely word for our dying world.
Hallelujah. We are thankful to God once again for yet another opportunity.
Yes, answer do nyankopon biom ewo sakwenye.
We are looking at the elder feeding the flock.
Now
we have said that the elders do not just create the atmosphere for God to encounter his people, but they also do the feeding. But how do we feed such multinational, multiracial, multicultural community? We also saw that the crowd followed Jesus wherever he went, and in his earthly life, he fed the crowd.
And
so we decided to study him and then see if we can get some pattern from how he fed the
crowd.
Now, so we studied a number of passages and then we came out with this pattern.
Now,
that one, he had compassion for the flock. Number two, he was moved with passion to meet their needs despite their difficulties. Number three, then we also saw that he placed the responsibility of feeding the flock on the disciples, so that the responsibility of feeding the church of God is on men. In all instances, the disciples responded, how can we feed all these people? They saw the challenge. But in all instances, we saw that Jesus knew what to do. Now, this calls for partnership between men and God in our feeding of the flock. Now, he knew what to do at any time, particular time. The next part is that he had them sit down. And then he collected the loaves, the fish, whatever they had. He thanked God or blessed it, and he gave it back to them for distribution. They ate and were satisfied. So we began looking at have them sit down.
Now,
at the table with the Father, we said that all barriers had to be broken. Now, God took the initiative. And we have been reconciled with God. To say that we have been reconciled with God as believers is something that we most of us understand. But to say that we have been reconciled with one another is the difficulty. Now, so we are still looking at have them sit down. And today we are looking at breaking the barriers of hostility at the table.
Na ene de yehwe ene se ububu ni tan afasuo e wo pono nani.
Breaking the barrier of hostility.
Ni tan ebu afasuo aye bubu.
It is important that at the table with the Lord we see ourselves as members of the same family.
Ehun hia se wo onyame epono ho no ye behu ye ho se ye ye ebusua baakoma.
See ourselves as brothers.
As I say ye hu ye ho se ye nuanom.
A family despite the differences that we have.
And fa ho ne sunsuni ahodo a da ye ntem na se ye hu ye ho se ye ebusua.
Jesus prayed for the church before he went on the cross.
And sana Yesu befra se nuanom obo mpa e ma sori no.
And on that cross he dealt with the dividing wall of hostility.
Na wo asenua ne so no obubu sa ni tan fasue.
That alienated humanity from God and from one another.
Dia etwe nipa efri onyame nche na etwe nipa efri ne nua ho.
Now Christians are always supposed to enforce the finished work of Christ on the cross.
Na as I say ye Christofu ye bo modin said da Jesus Christ ejuma wa yewe wa senua no so ye sisudua.
Therefore our understanding, our thorough understanding of what happened on the cross, so far as the division, the hostility between the Jews and the Gentiles is concerned, we need to understand it well.
Enti ejuma Jesus ye wa senua no so a efa ofasu ya na da Jewfo na mamamfo bubu ye no ese se yete sade no ase.
See, one of the challenges that the early church faced was division among the believers.
Aha ba ko a asori edi kan no ehia kese pa eye mpapa mu a na ewo agidiefo num.
Circumcision was a big issue.
Na twetietwa eye asem kese pa.
There was so much division.
Na mpapa mu kese wo ho.
And when they are not settled at table.
Na se wo apono ho no akoma nto wo ye mu a.
When they don't see each other as brothers.
Se wo hu wo ho wo ho se nuanom a.
Feeding becomes difficult.
Se wo ma wo aduane no eye den.
Acts chapter 6.
I
read a couple of them. Acts 6, 1 to 7.
Asumafuni nyumano, itinsia, chichemba akon, ekosinson.
Acts 6, verse 1 to 7.
Asumafuni nyumano, itinsia, chichemba akon, ekosinson.
Now, in those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebrew Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.
Na enanu mu a esuafo no redoso no huhuhu ba Helen for eno ne Hebrew for ntem se wo bu won gu won akuna for so da a wo hwe won.
So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said,
na dumia no ne fresh yafo ku ne ba na wo kan say,
it will not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them. And we will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. Now you see that there is confusion in verse 1.
There is division.
And so the apostles say we can't move on. We need to settle this matter. We should be able to sit at table. They should know that whether you speak Hebrew or you speak Greek, you speak Aramaic, we are all one in Christ.
It was sad
that they couldn't gloss over that. So they selected certain men. And you see, these are the criteria of the people they celebrate
five.
This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. So this was not just to go and dish food. They were going to solve a problem. They were not just going to dish food. They were going to solve a problem. They needed men full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Now verse 6. They presented these men to the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them.
Now what do you know? Begin as my phone name. Now what's ready? Once I go on so.
Now look at verse 7.
Now faith in the chemun
so. So the word of God spread.
Now you go past seven course.
Now the word of God will not spread.
Now me as seven end course.
When there is division amongst us.
Bra and papa,
we need to sit at table.
As I see to meet in our problem.
And it's the elder's responsibility.
Now you're opening a juma.
So here, Elder Peter, make sure that they really sat at table.
Now here no us. I saw Penny Petro here said, what's in our
so the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly. And a large number of priests became obedient to the faith. It is important that we forge unity in church. We need to settle that one. Then the word of God will grow. Then the feeding will bring satisfaction. Otherwise, no. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. I'll take it from verse 13. Now from verse 13. This is what the Bible says. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by their good life. By deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. So when there is selfish ambition and all sort of division amongst us, it says that you may be operating in some demonic wisdom.
And he said,
that atmosphere is unspiritual. It is earthly. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure. Then peace loving. Considerate. Submissive. Full of mercy. And good fruits. Impartial. And sincere. Now the big one, the verse 18. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. What this means is that if you want harvest of righteousness, you must lay the platform of peace.
And as I said, unya asumdwe fapem.
Have them sit down.
Ma want to na say.
Have them sit down.
Ma want to na say.
It is important that we sit down.
Ehu hia say ye better na say.
At the master's feet.
Ewo owura no ena say.
You see, when you are not seated down.
Say want to na say ah.
People, you always behave like matter.
Wo ye wo ho te say matter.
You'll be complaining.
They be now okasa kasa.
When the master is there, sit down.
Owura no ha, what dey try say?
1 Corinthians.
Koronto for medikan.
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Koronto for medikan ti miensa.
I read from 1 to 3.
Ye kan kan cheche medikan ko si miensa.
Brothers and sisters.
Na so mi nianom.
I could not address you as people who live by the spirit.
Men to minimum kasa se honhum fo.
But as people who are still worldly. Mere infants in Christ.
Nemom se huna mu for se Christo mu nkokwa.
This one is addressing the church.
Ye na oni asori ni neka sa.
He comes in there.
Waba
eho. He says that it was difficult.
Eno se ni we dey na den.
I couldn't address you as spiritual.
Men to mini man kasa se hunhun mu for.
But as worldly people.
Nemom se we are for.
I gave you milk.
Nufo na me dey me ma mo.
Not solid food.
Enye duane.
For you were not ready for it.
If it's a moon to me, anye.
Indeed, you are not still ready.
Now say simple moon to me.
You are still worldly.
If it's a moon that's you,
for since there is jealousy.
Nebra,
and quarreling.
Any
among you. Are you not worldly?
Are
you not acting like mere humans?
So the
new creation is not a mere human being. And where there is strife amongst
us,
even men of God like Apostle Paul, he comes in and he's not able to penetrate. For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos,
and I say, Apollo,
are you not mere human beings? Division. Have them sit down. It is important that we sit down at the feet of Christ, loving one another, respecting one another, knowing that we are one in Christ. We have to sit down. Then he can feed us. Ephesians chapter 22. Ephesians chapter 2. Now
I'll
be looking at from verse
11.
Ephesians chapter 2 has two divisions, verse 1 to 10, and then from 11 to 22. Now, so the first half, verse 1 to 10, Paul traces the salvation of the Jews and the Gentiles, that we have been saved by grace.
Now
he moves to the abolition of this, their former differences. To their union in Christ. He moves on. Now we want to look at what Christ did on the cross. So far as the tensions between us, the divisions are concerned, because we said that the church, it's a multinational, multiracial, multicultural community. So the balm is there'll be differences. But on the cross, he has dealt with these ones.
Yeah, Christo, so and
now, so from verse
11,
therefore remember.
Now,
there are certain things you don't have to remember. But there are certain things you really have to remember. Our state before Christ found us. We should always remember that. Therefore, remember that formerly, you who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcision, by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time, you were separated from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope, without God
in
the world, without hope, without God in the world. So Paul is writing to his to the church in Ephesus,
and
he is telling the Gentile brethren that remember where Christ has brought you from, where he has brought you from, that those days you were separated from God himself, from the commonwealth of what you called Israel,
Israel,
because Israel had been chosen as the nation of God.
If he said, now far Israel said,
as a people of God.
And
God did that so that through them he will bring the others in. But that time, whoever is not part of that community was an alien.
If he said, no person far Israel man, so now okay, we are seeing a canina a bim. Now, because this is a brand new Obiara nonka Israel, Israel, no, not oh yeah.
Alien to God.
Not oh yeah.
alien to one another.
Any Israel ma.
Yes. See, this enmity between the Jews and the Gentiles
is said
to be the greatest racial and religious difference the world has ever witnessed. The hostility between the Gentile and the Jew.
Nitaya ne da Jew for ene amama mfonte.
Is the greatest racial
eno ene nipa mum papa mu
and religious differences the world has ever known.
Ene we are see mu osum ahudo mu yiyi mu a we are see hu.
Their hostility was great.
Nitaya no na no ya den.
It was deep seated.
Na eye dia emu do.
To the extent that,
kosi se,
see, if a Jewish boy
se, Jew ni abamua,
married a Gentile girl,
ekoware, amama muni baya,
or a Jewish girl,
and also say Jew ni abaya,
married a Gentile boy,
ekoware, amama ni bema,
the funeral of the Jewish girl or boy,
Jew ni berima ana obano eyeno,
was carried out.
Waye, de wakoware no.
They carried out his funeral.
Nipana. Oye junior wako ware amama muni no wo ye na yie ti said ye wewu
even though he's not there
impo bra onwuye
such contact
sa nkita hudie no
was with you see so if you contacted or you decided to marry a Gentile
it is a woni amama ni nya nkita hudie ana wisi wadwen se wo be ware amama muni a
it was equivalent to death
na necessary and he said
that was we just the interpretation.
See, the
Gentiles did not have to cross a certain threshold to the temple of God.
They were
cut off by a certain wall.
About
1.5 meter stone barricade.
Ebeye basafa bakone fa kesiye.
And on the wall there was this display.
Nasa ofasiyonu wachura hose.
Warning notice.
Kokobo.
They wrote it in Greek.
Wachura nu wo Greek kasem.
And in Latin.
And in Latin kasem.
So that if you cannot read Greek.
It is a untumi kan Greek here.
You should read Latin.
As I say untumi kan Latin.
They read the inscription. They read.
No
foreigner may enter within the barriers and enclosure around the temple. Anyone who is caught doing so will have himself to be blamed for his ensuing death.
If he said, obewu.
It didn't say you will be persecuted.
Man can say,
they said you will be executed.
See,
Paul himself was well aware of all
these.
When Jesus was praying, Father, make them one.
Bro, Jesus bon pa say, Eja, ye won ba kon.
He knew what he was asking the Father.
Na onim dia na obisa Eja no.
He knew the hostility that was between the Gentile and the Jew.
Na onim ni tan na da Jew ni ene amama muni ntem.
Meanwhile, he was going to build a church where the two were going to be one.
And so na obesi asori dan asa benu na ba e ba kon.
See, the apostle Paul was almost killed because the Jew thought that he had sent a Gentile into the temple.
Osma for Paul na mu e ka kiti bi ka woku nu. Esa se na Jew for na ye won adwin se o de amama muni bi akwa sori dem ho.
As chapter 21.
Asma for ni nyuma no etiedu nu ba kon.
From verse 27.
Asma for ni nyuma no etiedu nu ba kon chichemu edionu nso nko.
Are we together? Yeah, we are just trying to look at the hostility.
Me pacho ye boom. Between
the Gentile and the Jew.
From verse
27. When the 7 days were nearly
over,
some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple.
Paul was sorry for you.
They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him. Shouting, fellow Israelites,
Israel Marima,
help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law and this place. So he's teaching against our people. Because we are supposed to be holy people. Once this man is saying circumcision is nothing, he is teaching against our people. He's teaching against our law. The law of Moses.
Moses Murano.
And he's teaching against this place, the temple. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defile this holy place.
Or the hell Afonso Abba sorry fear and the Efi Abeka Kronkromia.
So at the time they understood what they were saying.
Sabrina, not what they are working,
because you are not, there's a certain wall that the Gentile is not supposed to cross. If you did cross, you were going to be killed. How much more entering into the temple itself.
If we say, Sabrino, na offers you be oha, a mamma munibia into me entra, sa wutra ye bekum, and ye, sa watra akakura aso dem odia, then I say yo.
They had previously seen Trophimus.
And so, Trophimo,
the Ephesian in the city with Paul, and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple.
And so, no, Ephesus ni Trophimo.
Now the whole city was aroused. And the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple, and immediately the gates were shut.
Now what saw Paul na intemara.
While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troop that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. Now when the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul.
Now, wohunu asafohini ene asrafo no wojai Paul ushe.
So such was how the Jew felt superior and then looked down the Gentile.
Enti sana na Jew fono ehu ohu se wo yeni pa chen amama mufo.
You see, but the Gentile struck back.
Now, so amama mufano so ekenya ohu
with deep hostility.
Once what did ni tanke se,
which we have come to know too. We have come to know too well as what? Anti-Semitism.
Na eno ni tenya mama mufono enyade ma jiufono. Eno na brofukase miyefreno anti-Semitism.
You see, the human being is not supposed to be controlled, to be ruled in terms of, you don't rule the human being.
Oni pasedi nyame bonu ni yendi ni so nshane so kete.
Yeah, maybe the right way. You don't dominate the human being. You can dominate animals, but not the human being.
Anytime
that someone feels that you are trying to spite him or her, the person will by all means fight back. But brothers and sisters, he himself, the Bible says, is our peace. Jesus took care of this enmity on the cross. Verse 13 says, Ephesians 2, verse 13. 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. verse 14 says this. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups, that is the Jews and the Gentiles, one. And has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. Now his purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two. That's making peace. Now he says that he is our peace. He has made the two, the Gentile and the Jew, one.
And
has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Now this is not the historic wall. War that I just spoke about. Not the physical historic war. No. Yeah, because at the time of this writing, the wall was still standing. It was a symbol. But the spiritual reality had been dealt with on the cross. He says that in his flesh, he dealt with the law and the commands and regulations. He stood against the Gentiles. He abolished it in his flesh. The new moons. The circumcision. They do this, they don't do that. All that was supposed to make Israel clean. But on the cross, Christ purchased their righteousness. And he dealt away with do this and don't do that. He cleared the law. And that one too, these laws were also a barrier to the Gentiles coming to God and to the Israelites. Once he dealt with the law, the Gentile had access to God. And then they had access to their fellow Jews.
And
his purpose was to create in himself one humanity out of the two. That's making peace. Now his purpose was to create out of the Jew and the Gentile one humanity. That's making peace. Now what does this mean? You see, before Christ died on the cross, the human race was classified into two. You are either a Jew or a Gentile. Jesus now introduced the third community. Making one out of the two, which is the church. He created one humanity out of the two. So what we are saying is one. On the cross, he abolished the law. Number two, he created a new humanity out of the two. That's making peace. 1 Corinthians 10:32. Do not cause anyone to stumble. Whether Jew, Greek,
and Ahelani,
that should have ended there. But he says, all the church of God. So he has, out of the two, he has created a new human race. That is the believing Jew, and the believing Gentile. They formed a new community called the church. So he has made one out of the two. And he has dealt with the division. He has made one out of the two. Number three, the third point is that he reconciled this new united humanity to God. And to one another. That is in verse 16. Verse 16 of Ephesians 2. And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility.
Now, if I say no, no, so I pata akabenu no abo yangu pongo ni pebiya ba akumu. If we say or the asenyo ni ekum ni taino.
So he reconciled the new united humanity to God.
Enti nipa abodi afu fra wa bono. And to one
another. To God and to one another. See, we have been reconciled to God. And to one another. There is oneness. And there should be respect for one another. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 1. There is there's unity, there's oneness, and respect for one another. Now, Ephesians 4, verse 1. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Now,
that is to the church. Be completely humbled and gentle. Be patient. Bearing with one another in love. Now, verse 3, the big one.
Make
every effort. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Why? Because on the cross, Jesus, through his death, left us the church. He says that there's one body.
If he said,
one spirit. Just as you were called to one hope. When you were called. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One God. And Father of all. Who is over all. Who and through all. And in all, this is verse six.
I like verses.
One God.
Nyame baako.
One Father of all.
Ah, oye ye ina eja.
Who is over all.
Ah, odi ye ina so.
And through all.
Na onam ye mu.
And in all.
Na oti ye ina mu.
I pray that we shall catch this revelation.
Ebo pase ye benya sa.
It doesn't matter where you come from.
Enyanom enfa hu bebia wo fi ba.
When politicians are playing the tribal card, don't let us do same in the church.
Eti se wo amanyose mu nu wo ye ebusia busia ku a.
One God. One Father of all. Who is over all of us. Who works through all of us. And who resides in all of us. Ephesians says that for through him, we both have access. We both, the Gentile and the Jews, we all have access to the Father by the Spirit of God.
And ye call on Yanko Ponche, a ye Juni, a ye Helani, ye call Yanko Ponche, and Namu Yamisun Sumso, a call Yaminche.
Verse 19, Ephesians chapter 2.
It is a mu dun crown.
Now pay attention to this.
If it's a full man, it's a mu dun crown.
Consequently,
Auntie Afi,
as a result of what had happened on the cross. You are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him too, and in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Three things that I want us to take note of. Number one, as a result of his work, and by removing the hostility, the wall that divided us, the law that separated us from one another and from God, Gentiles have become fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. Acts 22:25 onwards. Now just pay attention to this
one.
As they stretch him out to flog him, Paul said to the centurion standing there, is it legal for you to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't even been found guilty?
Now,
when the centurion, the soldier, heard this, he went to the commander and reported, what are you going to do? He asked, this man is a Roman citizen. If you are a Ghanaian, he's a Roman citizen. The commander went to Paul and asked, tell me, are you a Roman citizen? Yes, I am. He answered. Then the commander said, I had to pay a lot for my citizenship. But this is what Paul said, but I was born a citizen.
And Paulo said, Midia, what the woman?
Paul replied,
Paul said,
now, we have been made citizens of the kingdom of God. We didn't buy it. We have not gained that as a result of some marriage of convenience. It's not about the passport, a legal passport. But Jesus said, that if you want to enter into the kingdom, you must be born again. And as many of us that have been born again, we have been born again into the kingdom of God.
Now, yes,
we are citizens by birth.
Now, yes, you say,
Number 2, we are the family of God. God's household. Every one of us, despite your background and the differences, in fact, the church is the extension of the family of God in heaven. Ephesians 3:14-15, you can write that. 1 Timothy 3:15 says that the church is the household of God. But you see, this household of God is a great house. It is a great house. It is a large house. Paul says that in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes and some for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful for the master.
Ah, and
prepared to do any good work.
Now,
this is a great town. There are all kinds of vessels. So there could be the Ashanti man. There could be the
Eve.
In the same house, there is a
Fanti.
There is a managing director. And in that same house, the maid servant of this managing director too is a member.
If you hono so abawa or some jumanum penin so or yo.
In the same house,
if you
the gatekeeper.
Watch your mind.
Of this managing director is also a member.
We
all sit at table. In this great house, there are vessels. Some are for noble purposes. Others also are for ignoble. But all of us are in the great house. See, I pastored a certain church. And there was this woman in our church. She's a sanguine of the sanguine.
She's
so much of an extrovert.
Now,
when she comes to church, and she heard the sound of the drum, she would jump in and start dancing. Doesn't matter the song. Hey. She brings her dancing from home. And she would dance.
No, better.
You see, and if you are the type,
now say, "What is any paybia?"
Ah, assume you were here.
Assume you were before.
You have to find another church.
Because
you have to dwell with this woman.
As I said, some I mean, wouldn't it?
This is a great house.
Yeah, if you can
some do not like to dance.
A bin pastor.
No problem.
Yeah.
Let those who dance, dance. Let those who clap, clap. This is a great house. This is a great house. The Father works in all of us. And He has given us abilities and graces.
All
for the common good. This is a great house. Number three. See, we are the temple of God. Where God dwells by His Spirit. How good and pleasant is it? When God's people dwell together in unity. When we dwell together in unity. God will command blessings. We will go to church and when we are fed, we will be satisfied. Let us learn to sit together at the table of Christ. This is how the church should be.
Say in essence, sorry,
a new humanity.
Nipa fofro.
God's new community.
Onyankopon eman fofro.
A model for human community.
Ehwe so de ema nipa asetena.
We should be a model for human community.
As I say,
family of reconciled brethren. Who love their father. And love one another. We love our father. And we love one another. Within whom God dwells.
By
His Spirit.
And
the Spirit within us. Within every one of us. Christ, Father, Father. Abba, Father.
Abba, Eja.
I am praying that there will be unity in the churches.
That
there will be peace in the churches. That we will learn to dwell with one another. Because we are a family. We are the temple of God. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. And we had that opportunity by way of birth. Not as a result of our legal passport. He has divided that wall. He has broken that wall of division.
Nasa ofesia adim papa mu ba no wabubu no.
This is the standard.
Yei ani hwaso de.
This is where we have to work to reach.
Where ni susu bia I say ye kodru so.
And Paul says that endeavor, work hard.
Now some of Paul say bomodin ye adumaden
to keep the unity of the spirit.
Se obema honhom nka bo matena.
Certain things can decide to separate us.
But
don't let us allow it. Let us work very hard at the unity of the church. And it is the elders' responsibility to make sure that all of us are seated peacefully at the table of the Father. God bless us all. I am praying that you join us. And if you want to be part of this kingdom, a citizen of the kingdom, you need to be born again. Then you have access to the Father. If you desire to be born again, please repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, acknowledge Jesus as my Savior. Today I repent of my sins. And I ask him to take charge of my life. If you have prayed this simple prayer, you are born again. You have been born again into the kingdom of his dear son. Remember, you are my brother.
Kai,
just by being born again. God bless us all.